This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
All right, it's time to move on to Taylor. Taylor Swift
is pregnant.
No.
Is married.
We're waiting for those things.
Engaged.
Though. No, no, no. Unless it happened in the last hour or so.
On fire.
Oh, yeah, she is on fire. Hmm. No. Any other guesses?
In the studio.
If she is in the studio, they are talking about maybe there's going to be a new Taylor's version of whatever the next one that she's working on is coming out, because there was a Taylor's version that was being played of one song from an album that hasn't been redone. But then I also was reading where she might be able to buy those rights back, because honestly, as she re-records each record, those records are worth less, because everybody plays the Taylor's version, because we're right. All on Taylor's side. Right, Jane? Right, Sarah. So, thank you. Taylor, that was my Jane. Taylor Swift has had that subpoena dropped by Justin Baldoni. I guess they subpoenaed her. They wanted to break that. What is it called again? The D word? Depose her. They wanted to depose her. And she said, what do you want? And they said, there's certain information we want, and if you could just provide it to us voluntarily, we don't have to subpoena you.
Oh, that's
good.
And
so she did do that. She was subpoenaed as part of Baldoni's defamation suit against Blake Lively. So he dropped the subpoena because he got the information that he needed from her. And then, of course, the Blake Lively camp had to spin it where finally he stepped back from that ridiculous subpoena. Because they're mad over there. But that's the long and short of that story, really, is that, okay.
That's how the...
Yeah, that's what Blake Lively sounds like. Of course! She didn't want to talk to you anyway! He's just trying to torture all my friends!
She's in the
room. Yeah, I know.
You really don't like Blake Lively.
I don't. I don't know why either. Like, I had no feelings about any of these people. I don't know why I care or defend Justin Baldoni. I don't care about him either. But I just feel like, I really feel like this entire thing is a disaster. Nobody looks awesome in it. It is like an example of, I don't know if it's like greediness and selfishness or just kind of, I think it's those things. Like, she just wanted him out of it. And when he didn't step away, she went, I think I'll ruin him because I can. And her PR department was like, oh, no, yes, we can definitely do that. We can go ahead and ruin her. And then he's like, oh, well, I got a PR department too. I'm going to go ahead and ruin you. And then they're suing each other for hundreds of millions of dollars over a movie, by the way. That was great. It's a really good movie. It made money. They could have made more of these movies. I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all.
And your boy got collateral muck all over him.
Ryan Reynolds, I've been a fan of Ryan's for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, John put him in the do your wifely duties thing. Just pretend I'm Ryan Reynolds, which I have done on multiple occasions.
That is not nice.
He's fine with it.
He's not.
Oh, he is. He is fine with it. I can't tell you how many times I've played Ashley Judd over the years.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what he likes. He sent to somebody else. Oh, he loves Ana de Armas.
Everyone does.
But there's another chick that he really likes.
Sofia Vergara.
It's not her. Oh. I can't remember if it occurs to me. He hasn't asked for anything lately because I'm enough usually. But sometimes, you know, sometimes you need a little extra. Taylor Swift, in other Taylor news, if we could get back on track. Taylor Swift wishes she'd never met Blake Lively after being dragged into the Justin Baldoni drama. This is BS. I don't even know. It's from Page Six. Thanks, Page Six. Thanks for trying to come up with an angle that'll... You got me. I clicked. Taylor Swift has reportedly pulled away from her decade-long friendship with Blake Lively after being dragged into the legal drama with Justin Baldoni. This is what an insider says. Right now, if Taylor had one wish, it would be that she never met Blake, says someone who apparently knows. Although there have been good times during their relationship, the issues now concerning the Baldoni case have outweighed them, says someone who knows. When Taylor looks back at their friendship, she realizes it wasn't worth all the stress Blake put her through. She can now see all the red flags that should have been a warning to her, this source continued on. And by the way, there's a whole lot more. Taylor's relieved that the relationship is over. She put up with Blake's antics for too long. She's a loyal friend. Blah, 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 blah.
Keep going. No, this is really,
really?
Good.
All right.
I'm enthralled.
Blake Lively always wanted to be the leader of the pack. And Swift had to step in and tone Blake down.
What publication is this?
Page Six. Taylor and Travis are disgusted with Blake and Ryan and how they tried to use Taylor in their fight against Justin Baldoni, says the source. They're vowing their break from the acting couple is permanent. By the way, nobody in anybody's camp with a name is coming out and confirming any of this. So there you go. And there is more if you want it. It's on Page Six. It's just fun, you know, good times.
And variety.
And variety, right, good vibes and variety. Get it right.
Oh. What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.